Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, LNG is back in the headlines today as the government's extensive legislation to overhaul the planning system is due to go before TDs tonight for a final vote. One of the biggest issues with the legislation is the proposal to designate liquefied natural gas facilities as strategic infrastructure. Environmental groups, members of the opposition and even Hollywood stars like Mark Ruffalo have criticised the Green Party for not supporting the legislation. We're going to hear some of that criticism now from Hollywood actor Mark Ruffalo.
You know, the Irish Green Party is about to do something really terrible to the environment and our climate.
Oh no, what is it?
Well, they're trying to jam through a bill to fast-track building liquid natural gas terminals that would import fracked gas from the United States. And I need you to help me tell the Irish people all about it.
Labour leader Vanna Batrick hit back in the Dáil earlier today, claiming the government's planning and development bill will do real damage to the planning system and delay the delivery of homes. However, the Minister for Environment, Eamon Ryan, hit back at critics, telling the News at One earlier that the amendments are technical.
There isn't any special designation. The amendments going through in the Dáil as part of a very large planning bill is just to, it's a technical amendment and to make sure there isn't a contradiction in the law. But it doesn't signal any intent or to change government policy or to fast-track any gas infrastructure. It's purely technical in nature and I don't think addresses the key issues.
Well, we're joined now by Labour leader Vanna Batrick and Green Party TD Stephen Matthews, and you're both very welcome to the programme. And Vanna, I might come to yourself first. As you heard there from Eamon Ryan, this is just a technical amendment. There's no intent to change government policy or fast-track LNG.
Well, thank you for inviting me on the programme, Sarah. And I should say first that we are running somewhat ahead of schedule in the Dáil, and the planning bill is actually before us as we speak. So my amendments will be coming up shortly. Look, I have to disagree with Minister Eamon Ryan. And indeed, as I said today in the Dáil, I'm rather shocked to hear a climate action minister take this view. And indeed, it's at odds with his own programme for government, which stood firm against LNG and against importing of fracked gas. I want to, as I raised earlier in the Dáil, Mark Ruffalo has been campaigning against LNG because he's from Pennsylvania, where fracking-sourced LNG terminals have been linked to asthma, rare childhood cancers and adverse birth outcomes. The government say these are technical amendments, but they clearly leave the door open to LNG terminals. They're explicitly referring to them, and I can quote from the language that's used in the amendments the government put forward in the Shannon. We have a procedural issue indeed, because, of course, these amendments have not been debated in the Dáil before, and we're subject to this 3-hour guillotine tonight to debate a whole range of different amendments to a really extensive planning bill. These LNG amendments are just some of them, but we're really concerned about the government opening the door to the installation of an LNG terminal. And indeed, what Eamon Ryan hasn't addressed is last week's High Court ruling, Sarah. And again, your listeners may be unaware, but the High Court ruling last week really threw doubt over government's policy on LNG altogether. We're really concerned about this. Friends of the Earth are concerned, on Tashka are concerned, environmentalist groups have called on government to withdraw the amendments, and we've made the same call.
All right, well, let's see what Stephen Matthews has to say about all that. And firstly, on leaving the door open to LNG terminals, Stephen.
No, not at all. I disagree with that, Sarah, and I'm certainly not going to take complex planning law advice from a US Hollywood actor.
What about a barrister like Vanna Batrick?
I was referring to the Hulk. But government policy is that we do not support fracked gas. I do not support fracked gas import. The Green Party certainly do not support fracked gas import. Government policy is that we do not see a need for a commercial LNG plant in this country that would increase our dependence on fossil fuel and lock us into a very polluting gas-dependent future. So government policy has not changed despite the High Court ruling last week.
OK, so you just disagree on the legal point that this leaves the door open to LNG being fast-tracked, LNG terminals being fast-tracked. Is that correct?
So, Sarah, just to put it in context, there has been two previous applications for LNG terminals in Ireland. One was in 2008, and that they sought an extension to that in 2018, and that was refused. Sorry, I think it was granted, but there was a judicial review.
It's not really in terms of the conversation we're having right now, which is about the technical amendments that are going through the Dáil tonight, and whether those technical amendments specifically will leave the door open to LNG terminals being fast-tracked. That's the question.
So the last LNG application that went through, the one that's the subject of the High Court decision, went through the SID process, the Strategic Infrastructure Development process. Any future application for LNG will also go through that. It is not a fast track. It goes through the same consultation process. There can be oral hearings, there's submissions from the public, there has to be consultation with the local authority in the area that was to go through. It's not a fast track process, and it's a process that we follow for all strategic infrastructure development.
All right, well,
whether that's ports
Ivana,
or
then.
Railways or whatever it is. And if somebody is foolish enough to come into this country and apply for a commercial LNG fracked gas development, I would suspect, and I'd be very strongly of the view, the board will come to the same conclusion and refuse it.
Oh, well, actually, sorry, before I go back to Ivana, the point, though, that she was making about the board is that that board's Panola decision in which they refused an LNG terminal in Shannon was overturned by the High Court.
It was overturned on the High Court because when the inspector's report was given to On Board Planola, we hadn't had the National Risk Assessment 2023 strategy reduced at that point. Like, that came within a point between the inspector's report and then the board member's report. Now, the risk assessment did point out that there was a risk in Ireland that if, say, most of our gas comes in from the Scottish pipeline through Moffat, if there was a disruption to that, if we lost our gas supply, what would we do? We don't have that diversity of supply yet because we're not quite there yet with enough solar and wind and battery storage and interconnection. But we're getting so close to that now because of the measures we've taken as a government. I expect we will be there and there will be never any need for LNG in this country.
Ivana?
Look, the evidence speaks for itself. I mean, Stephen just needs to look at what the amendment actually says. The government amendments provide for an LNG terminal to be designated as strategic infrastructure, potentially allowing for normal planning processes to be circumvented. If the government aren't trying to fast track the building of LNG terminals, then why are they putting in this specific amendment, which they put in the Shannon? Secondly, the High Court decision of the 30th of September, very recent, and Eamon Ryan didn't address that in his speech today. In that High Court decision, Judge Humphreys said he would quash the On Board Planola decision, disallowing, you know, refusing permission to build the LNG terminal in Kerry, and that he would order the board to reconsider. That leaves the door open. It undermines government policy, which now is very uncertain. And I suppose the third point is, Minister Eamon Ryan has said he does not think commercial LNG terminals will be installed in Ireland. Now, the High Court decision first throws doubt on that. But secondly, we now have this specific amendment which leaves the door open to the development of such terminals. And this government is on the way out. Whether it's weeks or months, it has a very short time left. And I think there is a real concern that this amendment, this government amendment, would leave the door open for a future government to enable and support the bringing in of a commercial LNG terminal, something the public and the Friends of the Earth poll shows would be deeply against. LNG is dirty fuel. It's fossil fuel. Mm. We should not be building in long-term reliance on fossil fuel.
Well, the Green Party
do seem to be
very much on the same page as you on that. I mean, they haven't changed their position on LNG. They're against it.
Well, look, but then why are they going to support this government amendment? And the reality is, Sarah, it's been dressed up as a sort of energy security measure. But what I pointed out in the Dáil today is, by the time this was built, if indeed this goes ahead, if one were to be built, an LNG terminal, by that time we would have greatly enhanced renewable energy capacity, and that's what we should be investing in. Minister Eamon Ryan himself is on record saying we should be investing in our renewable capacity, not in importing LNG. And look, Mark Ruffalo is no expert on this, clearly, but he is from a state, as I said in the Dáil, where they have seen the impact of fracking.
Okay.
And that's why he's campaigned.
Well,
this is a public health issue.
Okay.
And it's a dirty fuel.
And on that point about energy security, Stephen, doesn't Ivana have a point there that if it came to the point where we did need a terminal, sure, by the time we had it built, would we not be better off investing in renewable?
Well, we are investing in renewables at a considerable pace, and in solar and in wind and in battery storage and in interconnectivity. And that is our future. Our future is not in commercial fracked gas, LNG. We're quite clear on that in the Greens. We're quite clear on that in government. And in fact, if the Greens had not been in government, you would probably have a commercial LNG plant operating right now off Shannon.
OK, but sorry, the question is on the energy security issue, that we're being told that this technical amendment is there for energy security in case we absolutely need it for storage, this LNG terminal. Ivana's point is by the time you actually built the terminal, you could have built something else that would be greener.
Exactly what I'm saying.
So then why do you need the amendment?
So the report, because the risk assessment that was produced in 2023 said there is a risk of a lack of diversity in gas supply in this country. Now, that is a fact. Like it or not, it is a fact there is a risk in diversity. All our gas comes through Moffat. If something happened to Moffat, we wouldn't have a gas supply for our electricity, for our lights and for our heating. So that's what they reported in that strategy. My contention is that the rate at which we are deploying renewables at the moment and the interconnectivity, that connector to France, the connector to Wales, the connector to Scotland, that's what we'll be generating, renewables and solar. We'll be transferring it to the UK and Europe, and we'll be getting electricity back from them when we don't have wind and solar. That's our future. That's what the Greens are proposing. LNG is not
right.
on the list as far as I'm concerned.
It's an absolute backstop to mitigate against that risk that was in the report showing that we don't have enough diversity in our gas storage.
Well, look, that may be the view of the Green Party, who are in government now. But we're on the verge of an election. We don't know who will be in the next government, Sarah. We don't know what view they will take. And it's a simple U-turn by the Greens. I'm looking
Sorry,
at their
that was a national risk assessment, not a Green Party assessment. National
risk assessment. Yeah, but
Stephen,
the national risk assessment looked for urgent measures. My point, and indeed not just my point, the point of experts and Friends of the Earth and Ontashka and other bodies, is that by the time we would have built such a terminal, we would have been overtaken by positive developments in renewables. I agree with you on that. But why then are you not supporting our Labour amendments, which would take out the reference to LNG, would take out the specific reference to create a definition of LNG terminals as strategic infrastructure?
Okay. And why would you ignore a national risk assessment that says what if? What
your government's amendments do is they're building in long-term reliance on fossil fuel.
Absolutely not.
The Energy Security Review says we should legislate for key climate conditions and
gas
infrastructure.
There has more happened
in the renewable energy space
since we came into government, both in offshore and onshore, and solar, anaerobic digestion, battery storage and interconnectivity than has ever happened.
I'm not denying that. And in Labour, we absolutely support those initiatives. What we cannot understand is why you're trying to undo the progress that has undoubtedly been made over the last 4 years by embedding long-term reliance on fossil fuels, on dirty energy. Why are we doing this when we should instead be focusing our energies on developing renewables?
He has answered the reason, and that's the risk assessment, and it's the absolute backstop. I want to ask you, Stephen, very briefly about Ivana's other point, and it was made a couple of times today, about all those amendments, 177 pages of amendments being rushed through the Dáil. Why?
In 3 hours. 3 hours tonight. And it started already.
We have spent about 3 years on this planning bill through every single stage of the Oireachtas, through the Shannon, good contributions made in the Shannon by all parties. We spent about, 22 meetings in the committee on the committee stage of this. This bill has been exhausted. We have gone through and spoken through every single amendment. Ivana will know when you've got a bill this large, this complex, running to almost 900 pages, you do your very best, as I did chair in that committee. We covered every single amendment there. Many of the amendments that came into the Shannon were repeats of that. I know it was cut in the Shannon. We've 3 hours tonight and we will deal with this bill tonight.
Okay, Vanny, you've had more than enough time by the sounds of that.
Well, not to debate these new amendments that were made in
How many new amendments have been made?
There's 177 pages of new amendments that were made in the Shannon. Now, some are technical, I grant that, but these are not technical amendments, no matter what.
About half of them are full stops and commas. You know, they're technical.
I accept that, but these amendments on LNG terminals are far from technical, and you've got to accept that. The new language in them is language we have not had an opportunity to debate in the Dáil. And Stephen, I cannot fault Stephen's chairing of the committee, and indeed, of course, I participated actively in those committee debates in the Dáil. But these are new amendments that we have not had the chance to consider. The debate is now ongoing. I'm looking at what's going on here in the monitor, and we're still on the first group of amendments.
Okay, we'll be interested to see if that gets
through
all of
them
in
3 hours.
All right,
it's unacceptable.
Will it be guillotined then? It will, Stephen. It has to be passed tonight.
It is.
Okay.
There's 3 hours.
Should we read into that, though, out of interest, as a final question to yourself, Stephen? Should we read into that that this is one of the key pieces of government legislation they want to get passed before an election? It's being guillotined tonight.
Well, the planning bill is an incredibly important piece of legislation to build the homes that we need, to build the transport we need, the renewable infrastructure that we need, and it will be passed by this government, yes.
So why not give it more time to debate amendments?
Okay, well, we're out of time here. You're going to have to discuss this in the Dáil, and thank you both very much for joining us. That is Stephen Matthews and Ivana Batrick.